The next, the four non-virtuous actions, the verbal four non-virtuous actions in relation to the speech. The basis of lying, first lying, the basis of lying is eightfold. What you have seen and so forth, and is being understood. Attitude's perception is to change what has not been seen for what has and so forth. While the disturbing emotion is the same as before, the motivation is the desire to express the misleading recognition. Implementation is to be voluntarily misleading in what you say or do or do not say. The same applies to misleading physical expressions and gestures. Whether you say it on your own or others' behalf, it remains a lie. Also, in the case of the three lying, divisive talk and harsh speech, it is said that it becomes a part of action even when you entrust others to do it. But in the Vinaya, it is stated that it should be spoken by yourself. The conclusion is, when someone else understands the meaning, when not understood by someone else, all three, lying so forth, become idle gossip. The object of divisive talk is sentient beings who are in harmony or conflict. The perception disturbing emotions affecting the attitude are the same as for lying. Motivation is the desire to divide those who are in harmony and prevent those in conflict from coming together. Implementation is to say something true otherwise, sweetly or otherwise. It is same whether you speak or on your own or others' behalf. The conclusion is when the meaning of the divisive speech is understood. The object of harsh speech is sentient beings capable of experiencing suffering. The two aspects of attitude are the same as before. Motivation is the desire to speak harshly. Implementation is to speak unpleasantly. By picking on faults of caste, body or ethical behavior and so on, whether they are true or untrue, the conclusion is when whosoever you have spoken to understands what you said. The object of idle gossip is a meaningless topic. The attitude is to discern, as it is whatever you wish to speak about. The disturbing emotion is any of the two poisons. And the motivation is the desire to speak casually about this and that. Implementation is engaging in gossip, and the conclusion is believed to be the mere completion of idle gossip. The object of covetousness is any of this world of possessions. So, the next four. The next three are mental, non-virtuous actions. The object of covetousness is another's world of possessions. With an attitude, perception is to distinguish it as it is. The disturbing emotion is any of the three poisons, and the motivation is the desire to own the object. Implementation is to make effort towards the intended object, and conclusion is to generate the wish, may this world of possession become mine. The object of ill will and the first two aspects of attitude are similar to those for harsh speech, and the motivation is to wish to strike others or to think how nice it would be if another's wealth declines and so forth. Implementation is to execute that thought, and the conclusion is to decide to strike and so forth. The object of wrong view is something that exists. Perception is to discern the basis of the mistaken denial of the object's existence as true. Disturbing emotion is the true poisons, and the motivation is the desire to deny an existent object's existence. Implementation is to start denying as you have thought. Thus, there are four denials: denying cause, result, function, and an object's existence. And the completion is the certainty of having denied something. Mental action or intention is an action, but not a part of action. The seven physical and verbal actions are actions as well as parts of actions. The three, covetousness and so on, are parts of actions, but not actions. The action that is the basis of intention is definitely a part of action. Distinguishing heavy and light actions, the gravity and lightness of the ten parts of actions. In the case of the 7 physical and verbal actions, the former are behavior. In the case of the 3 mental actions, the latter are behavior. Moreover, those that are motivated intensely by the 3 poisons are those with which you are associated for a long time, are more habituated with and have committed many times our set of behavior. The 5 actions which are done permanently are with strong attachment, absence of antidote, possessing main qualities, and actions occurring from the basis. Qualities. As to the basis of quality and the basis of benefit, with reference to these, whatever actions, virtues or non-virtues, are said to be immense. The 5 causes for an action to behavior are due to attitude, due to performance, due to absence of antidote, due to clinging to the perverse, due to its basis. Summary of the comparative gravity of the doors of powerful actions, gravity in terms of the field. In relation to the 3 jewels, lamas, objects of knowledge, parents and so on, whether you harm them or benefit them, their merits as well as faults will be great. Stealing things offered to the 3 jewels and others can be purified if given back. But those of the Sangha cannot be purified until you experience the feeling that because of stealing their source of income, you will take birth in a great hell. And due to stealing other things, you'll be born in the darkness of a hell peripheral to the hell without respite. To turn away from a bodhisattva saying, I'll not look towards this unruly one, is heavier than getting angry and imprisoning all sentient beings of the 10 directions in a dark dungeon. Generating anger and saying unpleasant words towards such a one is said to be negative deed heavier than destroying stupas as numerous as the sand particles of the Ganges. Having faith in Mahayana and wishing to see Bodhisattva and praising them is to set up more meritorious than giving eyes to all sentient beings out of the 10 directions with loving attitudes when their eyes are about to be gorged out and to release them from prison and make them have the happiness of Brahma. To hinder giving one morsel of food to a bodhisattva is heavier than killing the sentient beings of the world and robbing their possession. Greatness in terms of the basis. To those who repent past deeds, who put restraint on the future, who do not conceal the negative deeds, and who perform virtuous acts as attitudes, the negative deeds are lighter. For those that intentionally overlook, and for the vice actors, they are especially heavy. Offering of one sesame butter lamb to the conquerors by an ordained bodhisattva excels the offering of a butter lamb as big as Mount Meru by easily bodhisattvas who are as numerous as the sentient beings of the 3 empty realms. This shows that logically there is a great difference in the speed of progress in the spiritual path between the one with the vows from those without vows. Negative or positive deeds done by those morally corrupted bhikshus wearing victorious sign of 7 robes on the basis of possessing 3 or 2 vows and also on the basis of an upvas are heavier than a householder having the 10 non-virtuous and committing negative deeds uninterruptedly for 100 years. It is all right to eat a molten iron, but not so in the case of a morally corrupted who does not restrain well. It is said that comparing to an evil deed occurring from Dharma, the evil deeds of the 10 non-virtues are just minor. Greatness in terms of material. Out of giving, the giving of Dharma, and out of offering, doing what is advised is supreme. There are many others that are powerful in terms of material. Greatness in terms of thought. a virtue that is not separate from the omniscient mind, and also in the case of the negative deeds, strong and continuous performance of anger, harmful intention, etc., are said to be more powerful in terms of thought. With the virtues and the three bases, the sins of harmful intention cannot be protected. Showing the result, this has three classes: the fruit of maturation, fruit concordant to the cause, and environmental fruit. Fruit of maturation. It is said that from great killing to great wrong feel, the ripened result of hell and hungry ghost by the 10 middle ones, and birth in animals by the 10 small ones. In the sutra of the 10 levels, the small and the middle are explained reversely, fruit concordant to the cause. As a result similar to the cause, by killing the life will be shortened. By stealing, you will be short of wealth. By sexual misconduct, your wife will be unfaithful. By lying, there will be many defamations. And by divisive talk, you'll be separated from your friends. And by using harsh speech, there will be a distasteful speech. And by idle chatter, unpleasant words. It is said that by the three mental ones, the three attachment, hatred and ignorance, will respectively arise. Environmental fruit. As an environmental fruit, by killing, the food, drinks, medicines, and fruits in the external world will be weak. By stealing, there will be drought, heavy rainfall, and less fruit. By sexual misconduct, the place will be... By sexual misconduct, the place will be unpleasant, muddy, and murky. By lying, there will be unceasing works like farming, farming, etc. By divisive talk, the place will be uneven and difficult to travel. By harsh speech, there will be many stumps, thorns, stones, and sands. By idle chatter, there will be poor fruits in the trees and unseasonal growth. By covetousness, the prosperity will decline by each year, month, and day. By harmful intention, there will be contagious disease, harms, conflicts, and wars. By wrong views, the best resource of the world will disappear. Wide action and result. It has two parts, the wide action and the wide result. Wide action. Now the wide part of action will be explained. This is four: object, intention, application, and conclusion. Out of which the object is other sentient beings. Intention is to wish the abandon by seeing the faults. Application is making the effort to thoroughly restrain. The conclusion is the completion of the thought of restraint, and is the physical action. This is the virtue of abandoning killing, and should be similarly applied to others. Yeah.